Well, like any other day, they just sat there looking around, waiting for the teacher. Teacher was always late. Don't know why, he just was always late, about maybe 5-10 minutes in that range, like that. And they just sat there waiting around talking with each other until he walked in. And then, of course, he'd have them keep quiet, you know, because he was there. But they had to listen to what he said. They always did, of course. Well, Donfrey, he was sitting there at his desk, and, well, he just wasn't feeling the way he normally does. You know, his head was kind of rocking back and forth a little bit, and his stomach looked like it was convulsing somewhat, and his hands looked like they were just kind of shivering, but it wasn't cold in there at all. And so they just knew something was up, and he just sat there. And the teacher looked around the room and said, "Is everybody here?" And everybody said, "Yeah." So he continued on with the class. And there he was. He got up on the chalkboard and did this, that, and wrote the other thing on there and drew a big line. And he asked the students if they could answer the question that he had. And Mary in the back said, "What's the question?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, that's right." So he said, "I got a question here. I got it somewhere. Hold on." He reached over by his desk and he fumbled through some papers and he found the one that he was scribbling on just yesterday, pulled it up and looked at it, and his eyebrows went up and down a little bit, and he said, "Okay," he said, "the first one who answered this question, you're going to have the rest of the day off. You don't even have to go to any other classes or anything. Do you understand?" Well, the students looked at each other and thought, what more is there to understand? Of course, they were excited about it because, after all, they'd get the whole rest of the day off, but some didn't want the day off, and if they didn't want the day off, then they would, of course, lose out, because then they wouldn't be able to get the day off. And if they wanted the day off, they couldn't get it off when they wanted it off. They'd have to go, they'd have to stay in school today to go to the classes that they wanted to go to. But regardless, they had the opportunity to take the rest of the day off if they wanted to. So he held up the paper and said, "Okay, how many dogs can scratch on the door at the same time if the door is about 4.5 feet wide and about 6 feet tall?" Well, they all sat there for a couple of minutes and wondering. Of course, there are a lot of questions to be asked. For example, what size were the dogs? How many paws did they have? Some dogs, you know, only have one front paw. And, of course, all the other questions that came with it. How big were the paws? And how many dogs were allowed to scratch at the same time? And were they compatible with each other? Some dogs won't let other dogs scratch on the same door. So all these questions raced through their mind as they sat and thought and wondered and all that. Johnny just shouted down an answer, 17. And the teacher looked at him with his staring eyes and said, "Come on, where'd you come up with an answer like that?" Well, of course, he was wrong. And Mary, on the other end, she thought she was going to throw out her answer, and she said, "Oh, okay, 8. 8. What's wrong? Nobody knows the answer?" Well, they looked at each other and wondered, well, what's the answer? He said, "I'll let you think about it overnight." Well, there it was. Rest of the day, shot. Nobody had the answer. He said, "Time's up." And, of course, nobody had a chance. Now he already said, "Time's up." And Bobby said, 10. He said, "I'm sorry." He said, "I'm sorry. I just told you time's up." Well, of course, he hung his head down. And Donfrey, he was still in some kind of a daze or something at his desk. The teacher said, "Donfrey." And Donfrey kind of raised his head up a little bit. "Donfrey, you okay?" And Donfrey, "Yeah," he said. "Yeah, I'm okay. Why?" "Well, you look kind of odd. You feeling okay? You're kind of pale." He said, "Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling okay. And come on up to my desk up here." And Donfrey rolled himself off to the side a little bit and leaned forward. And just as he was about to get up, he got up all the way and just continued to walk toward the desk. And as he walked up toward the desk, all the kids along the aisle, as he was walking up, gave him a thumbs up as he walked down the aisle. And Donfrey, still dazed, was wondering, what's all the thumbs up for? What's all that about? And when he got up to the front of the desk, right in front of the teacher, and he stood right there, the teacher reached in his drawer and he pulled out a ruler. You know the old story about the ruler where they slap your hand with a ruler routine? Well, he took out his ruler, and he took it, raised it up over his head, and he swung down as hard as he could, smashed it on his desk and said, "Okay, what's up?" And Donfrey's eyebrows went high, and his ears went up a bit, and his eyebrows and his eyes fluttered a little bit, and he looked at him and said, nothing's up. I'm okay. Well, then go sit down. So Donfrey turned around and walked back, and all the students there, their eyes were kind of bug-eyed and staring as he walked back to his seat, and everybody now was super silent. They just sat there staring at the teacher. Never saw him get excited like that. They never saw that before. Well, that, I guess that's one of those things, you know. They never saw him act like that. I guess sometimes people can break, and I guess that's when he broke. Well, the teacher stood up, stormed back and forth a couple of times, and he took his chalk and he just flung it across the chalkboard and just made a long streak all the way down, the full length of the chalkboard. Well, the students thought he was going into some kind of a massive rage of some sort or other. And one of the kids in the back, Blessy, he jumped up and said, I gotta go to the bathroom. And the teacher looked at him. Chest got big, shoulders came up, and he said, yeah, go ahead. Oh, Blessy, he was unbelievably quick about this. He didn't want to take all day long. He just moved along quick, shuffled his feet along the way, and out he went, right out the door. And then everybody else started to holler and say, I've got to go to the bathroom, too. They all were saying it, everyone right down the line. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And then pretty soon, everybody started to leave without even getting permission. They just up and left, every one of them. And everybody was out of the classroom. And the teacher stood there and kind of shook his head a little bit and wondered what happened. The students are gone. And it finally dawned on him. Oh, I think I broke, he said. I think I broke. I shouldn't have done that. I should have kept myself together. I kind of lost it. And he did. He did lose it. And he knew he lost it. He said, I'm going to have to go turn myself into the principal. So that's what he did. He put his hand up by his collar and pulled himself forward right out the door, continued to pull himself right down the hallway, right straight to the office where the principal was. And as he walked up the stairs to the principal and students that were still in their classrooms, he was all by himself. Those who left said they'd go into the bathroom, literally went to the bathroom, hung around in the bathroom while he was heading to the office. And while he was going up the stairs, they were kind of like marble stairs, so you know, the marble look, and they're kind of hard and echoey sounding. Well, he could hear his feet going up the steps, kind of shuffling and kind of loud, and he could hear the echo on the walls and stuff, and they were kind of confusing him as he walked up the stairs, and he knew something wasn't exactly right because the confusion was starting to overcome his senses. And as he made his turn around to go up the second flight of stairs, he was getting even a little more delirious as he walked up to the office. It kept going higher and higher. Then he thought to himself, I think the office is on the first floor. So he turned around and he started to head back the other way. Well, how long and how much time was he going to take to get to the office? The office was right at the main entrance where everybody walks in. It's not on the second floor. So he made his way back all the way down. He stopped for a drink of water. And as he headed for the bubbler, he noticed that there was some water on the floor. He thought to himself, oh, the kids are spitting water out again. Well, as soon as he got up to take a drink and he pushed on the button, water shot from the bottom of the bubbler and a little bit trickled out the top. Well, he wrapped his lips around the faucet on top and started to suck. Just like that, he just started to suck, and all the water was coming out of the faucet. He kept pumping on the handle like that, and more water was coming up, and more water was coming up, and less water was falling down. And he kept sucking and sucking. His belly was getting bigger and bigger, and kept sucking and pumping on that faucet handle. Just kept sucking and pumping, sucking and pumping. The water was filling up his belly like that. He had nothing falling on the floor now, and he's getting bigger and bigger. And he started to stagger back and forth, so full of water he could hardly walk. And he had to make it to the principal's office as soon as he could. And as soon as he wandered and waggled back and forth like that to the principal's office and reached for the door, and he hung onto the door handle and pulled the doorknob back and started to walk into the office. Well, the people that worked in there looked at him and thought, what the heck is this? What the heck are you doing? Are you okay? And he kind of staggered inside. His shoes were all wet from the water that was dripping on the floor right underneath the bubbler, and his pants were wet, and they saw that, and they saw his belly. He said, wow, are you okay? Look at the size of your belly. Oh, his belly was big. I mean, it was big. And he kind of shook his head back and forth. He could hardly talk because he had water dripping all down his face and down his shirt. Why don't you come out of here and sit down? And he wandered over there and kind of staggered to the left and staggered to the right. And then he staggered to the left and staggered to the right and staggered to the left and staggered to the right and made himself a seat right over there, right in that one chair in the corner. Oh, he said, oh, am I full? I had so much water, he said, it kind of threw me off a little bit, but I'll be okay, he said. I'll be okay. I said, well, what do you want? What do you need? Well, I just wanted to talk to Mr. Brinchowski. I think I lost my cool today. Well, what do you mean, lost your cool? Yeah, I was in the class. Kids are gone. What? Yeah, the kids took off. They all took off. I don't know what came over me. I just lost my cool. I was stomping up and down, storming around and throwing things. I think I threw a book at somebody. I don't know. I just lost my... You what? I think I threw a book or something. I don't know. What. Maybe it's a chalk. I don't know, but I lost it. I don't know if I contracted something or what. I don't know what happened, but point is, I got to talk to him. I got to talk to him. Well, the person who was behind the counter said, well, he won't be back for another probably 2 days. He had to go to Birmingham, and he won't be back for a couple of days, but is there anything I can do to help you? No, he said, no. So he got up and he started to walk out. He's feeling a little better, not much better. I'm feeling a little better. Well, they all stared at him. Three or four people in the office, they were staring at him, wondering what's going on. Where are you going? Never mind, I'm just going to go. Well, they didn't know if he was going back to the classroom or going home or going to the bathroom or where was he going to go? Who knew? Down the wandering halls? Is that what he was going to do, just wander the halls? Well, they didn't know. Who knew? He just kept wandering around. He just left the office and started walking. Well, luckily, he was heading out the front door. They think, oh, wow, that's good. At least he's leaving and he's not going to be hanging around the school here while he's berserk like that. We don't need him to be going wild and crazy and all that kind of stuff. All the students are here. So he walked out the front door and down the road he went. Well, he didn't return for the rest of the day. In fact, he didn't return for a couple of days. In fact, he didn't return at all. He was gone and would not return. And they were wondering what was wrong with him, what happened to him. They didn't know if he got medical treatment or what, or they called his number, no answer, left messages, no reply. So he was gone. He was never to come back, I assume. Never did, at least not to this day anyway. He was gone, I guess you could say, out to lunch. He was gone. He just left, and he stayed away, never to come back. Never to come back again. Did not come back. Never to come back. Didn't come back. He 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 didn't come back.